We're doing the Avat Chesed, and the Chafetz Chaim, we were up to the footnote, page Shintet Zayin in the Seligman edition. And the Chafetz Chaim brought a story about a man who was riding in the night. He sees the moon shining. He's riding through the desert, and suddenly he sees a huge group of people coming. He sees some people riding on the wagons and some people pulling the wagons. And as he approached them, he recognized some of the people were people who had deceased. And he asked them, "Why are you drawing these wagons all night long? And why are some of the people on the wagons?" And that's where we left off. Amru lo, they said to him, בשביל אבוננו, כשהיינו חיים באותו עולם, היינו משחקים עם נשים ובתולות. This is because of our sins. When we were alive in that world, we used to joke around with women and girls. ואתנו מושכים העגלה, עד שכחנו עייפים וגיעים שלא נוכל לנהוג יותר. And now, we pulled these wagons till we were worn out. We can't do it anymore. And then those that were riding all along on the wagon, they go down and they start pulling the wagon, and we go up there and sit and rest. And then they start drawing the wagon until they get tired. And then they go up and rest. And that's how we go all night long. We take turns. We pull till we can't, then they pull, and then we pull. And that's what the verse says in the prophet Amos. The prophet describes how Hashem says, so to speak, he's going to squeak under us like a wagon squeaks under its load. And the verse says, woe to those who draw sin after them, and they make their sins as thick as that thick rope that ties the wagon to the horse. So the Rashi learns that when a person repeats a sin, it's like we keep folding over a string. That's how you get a thick, thick string. That's the idea of the verse. But the explanation the Chafetz Chaim is saying, "Hainu shemikol avon ivra mashri," that every time a person does a sin, every time a person transgresses, he creates, so to speak, a destructive angel. And then it's as though he's got a wagon full of transgressions to carry. And then you have to draw, it's as though you have to pull that wagon with these thick, thick ropes. And so then the one who actually has to pull the wagon is the man himself. And this concept is all the way we say Hashem always runs the world, that things are in an exacting justice. Just as when people were dancing in this world, in an improper dance party, so to speak. So, everyone dances till they're all out of steam, and then they sit down. And then the next guy starts dancing till he's all worn out. And that's how the dancing goes. So that's why God made the punishment fit the crime. If that's the way people were exerting themselves in these improper dances, so too their punishment is that they exert themselves within the punishment. And the honest ones were beating the people who were drawing the wagons, and when he says the honest ones, he means those that represent the justice up above. So, kamanhig et ha-beima va-agala, as though when you guide an animal or a wagon, so you hit the animal to stay on its path, as the verse says, nimshal ka-beimot nidmu. We say it Shabbos afternoon, nimshal ka-beimot nidmu, that the people were compared to an animal, uchtiv batrei. And the following verse says, "Vayirdu v'misharim laboker," and the yesharim, the representatives of justice in heaven, keep them straight, keep them running in line till the morning. Umisha sama sebema bechayav. The Chafetz Chaim concludes his comment. He says, when a person lived his life like an animal, yesh lo la'avod b'oto olam kabeimah, and then in the world to come, he's also given work like an animal. This is what the work Sefer Chassidim writes. V'yistamel sarot adam ma'aseh nora zo. So the Chafetz Chaim quotes the story from the Ma'aseh Chassidim so that a person will be scared and think about the weighty sin of mixed dancing. That was the point the Chafetz Chaim was making.